my homily today, I offer a few words first in Spanish. En este evangelio de hoy, esta descripción de la pasión de Cristo, encontramos muchas veces esta palabra, rey. Cristo es el rey. Jesús es el rey. Esta es la pregunta de Poncio Pilato. ¿Que tú eres un rey? Estas son las palabras de los soldados que dice que, mira, este es el rey de los judeos. Este es el signo sobre la cruz. Jesús, rey. Uno y otra vez encontramos que este es el momento en que Jesús es el rey del reino de Dios. Y que esta elevación en la cruz es su elevación como rey del mundo. Pues este es muy difícil para nosotros de imaginar. No podemos imaginar eso porque este es totalmente diferente de una coronación o de una elevación de un nuevo rey en su reino. Porque es la cruz, es su muerte, es horrible. Pero uno y otra vez encontramos en la Escritura que este es el momento de Cristo como rey sobre el reino de Dios. Pues claro que sí, este es diferente. Cristo dice que este es diferente. En sus palabras con Poncio Pilato, él dice que mi reino no es de este mundo. Y en una otra parte del Evangelio, Jesús explica todo. Porque habla con sus discípulos y dice que a ustedes, mis discípulos, es importante de recordar de cualquier persona que quiere ser el mejor, necesita servir como el menor. Lo más alto debe ser el esclavo de todos. El Hijo del Hombre no llegue para recibir el servicio de todo el mundo, pero para servir todo el mundo. Y da su vida para la vida del mundo. Y este es lo que encontramos en la cruz. Este no es el momento en que un rey tiene los ricos y los placeres y todas las cosas que imaginamos para un rey. Pero este es el momento en que Jesús llegue no para recibir el servicio del mundo, pero para dar su servicio al mundo, para dar su vida para él. Esta es su acción de amor para todos nosotros. Pues todos nosotros necesitamos entender y imitar este ejemplo de Jesús. La cruz es para nosotros recordando de que el poder del Espíritu, del reino de Dios, es el poder del amor y servicio. Pues a veces este es muy fácil, agradable. Es bueno a servir uno a otro. Pero otros tiempos este es muy difícil. Cuando miramos a la cruz, encontramos que a veces es lo más difícil de todo de vivir en este servicio y amor. Especialmente en estos tiempos, Todos nosotros tenemos sufrimientos en nuestras vidas. Y por unos este es difícil, pero por otros es una de las cosas más difíciles de todo en su vida. Pues hermanos, debemos recordar de que cuando sigamos Cristo con nuestra cruz, especialmente en los momentos en que es lo más difícil, este es el momento de este sufrimiento cambiar en un sacrificio de gloria ante Dios y un testimonio de la presencia de Dios en este mundo. As we go through this gospel reading, it tells us the passion of Jesus Christ. There's a word that is repeated again and again and again. The word king, or kingdom, or the naming of some particular king, it happens about 20 times in this gospel passage. It's repeated and repeated again because as we approach this crucifixion of Jesus, the gospel wants us to remember that this is also the moment in which Jesus became king over the kingdom of God. Very strange, because the progression of how we see this looks almost exactly the opposite of what we would expect this kingdom to look like, this elevation, this coronation to look like. Pilate's first words to Jesus are to question, "Are you a king?" The accusation that is brought against Jesus is that he's setting himself up as a king. When he's revealed to the people, he's been crowned with thorns and mockingly put a scarlet cope around him. And then he's brought up, not to be put up on a throne, but to be put up on the cross. On that cross, there's a sign. Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews. When we see this strange coronation, we should challenge us. This does not look like what we think it should look like, what victory and glory should look like. And yet, Jesus has warned us maybe that we should be thinking in different terms. He tells Pontius Pilate, "Yes, I'm a king, but I'm not a king like the kingdoms of this world." Or in another place in the gospel, Jesus makes it absolutely clear what he means when he says to be a king. His disciples had been fighting about who was going to be the most important, the most powerful in the kingdom of God. And Jesus pulled them aside and he said, "Listen, it's not like that. You know that in the kingdoms of the nations, that they all use their power and lord it over top of other people." He says, "But no, for you it's going to be different. Because the greatest among you will be the least. The highest among you will be the slave of all. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many." Those words right there, those are the words that we find put into practice here at the cross. This coronation does not show us of one who is being served, but one who is serving and giving his life for the life of the world. Giving his life so that our salvation might be bought with the precious blood of Jesus. This does not just apply to Jesus. He tells his disciples, this is how it shall be for all of you. The greatest among you must be the least. Power is loving service and gift of self. So when we see Jesus on the cross, we see in some sense what we are called to do and how we will bring God's kingdom into the world, the loving sacrifice. Now, not all of us are going to have to do as Jesus did, nailed upon a cross in such a terrible way. Jesus tells us that we will need to take up our daily cross. And in truth, it's not going to be the same as what Jesus endured and what we experienced in reading the Passion just now. But let's not fool ourselves. Life gets hard. Very hard. We're all going through a great time of crisis. For some, this is difficult and disorienting. For others, this is one of the worst, most difficult times in their entire life. And yet, we see there the cross, Jesus accomplishing the will of the Father. Jesus becoming and living out his power of his kingdom. And to all the people who were there at that moment, there at the cross, they couldn't see how anything good would come out of this. And yet Jesus knew he followed the Father's will, and he gave his life in service, in love, that even these worst of circumstances could be transformed into something glorious. Brothers and sisters, that's what we celebrate today. That Jesus went to the cross. Through it, he brought about our salvation. This is also the very power that we have. That we too can take up our suffering, cross, to do the will of the Father, to see that suffering becomes transformed